I'm Marjorie Punnett.
I'm Elizabeth Reese.
This is The Nest, our mini-sode that's all about the delightful and delicious things that make our homes just where we want to be. What a great conversation with your very best friend.
It was so much fun to talk to Tanya all about having pets in the nest, and it got me thinking about pet necessities. And so that's the theme of The Nest today, Marjorie, which are some things that we love having for our pets, or things that mean a lot to us in terms of our pets. So we've got a couple things to run through, and I'm going to start with something that, because I talked so much about how my German short hair pointer, Gracie Lou, has an excessive amount of energy, there is something that we purchased. I got this on Amazon a few years ago, but you can also get them, I mean, even better, find your local pet food store and get it there. But it's a dog puzzle. So I'm linking up the one that I have, and it's from Outward Hound. But again, you can buy it anywhere. And it is this brick interactive treat puzzle toy. Now, they have all sorts of fun puzzles for your dog, but it is so much fun, particularly if you have kids. My kids love, and the neighbor kids love coming over. And you put all of these little tiny treats in all these different compartments.
Oh,
and then
great.
You set it down and let Gracie Lou go wild. And she uses her nose and her paws to open up all of these compartments and move these things around to get every last treat. And it is total entertainment for the children and for the pet. And it really works your dog's brain, which is, you know, sometimes hard because, like, here the last couple weeks, it's been 10 below. So if we can, and Gracie doesn't really want to go outside, and frankly, she's a short-haired dog. It's really too cold when it's that cold for her to go out and go for a long walk. So this is a great way for her to get some of that energy out, and she loves it. And it's like a fun party trick when you have people over.
Well, and Gracie, too, is such a smart dog.
She's smart.
And smart dogs are a problem if they're bored.
Yes.
I mean, that's the biggest problem. So, yeah, I can imagine puzzles are one of the best things for her. How long does it take her to get through the whole thing? Probably just minutes.
Like 5 or 6 minutes.
Well, that's still
good.
But
she has fun with it. Yeah.
That's
and
great.
That's a good amount of time. Yeah, it's really fun. And it's fun to watch her work. So I would recommend, there's lots of different kinds, but this one I can personally vouch for. Works great, has held up beautifully. And
oh, that's
we
great.
Love it.
My suggestion today is not for the faint of heart, because it requires a great deal of dedication. So when Winston, the cat I spoke of on Tuesday, came into our life, it is my son's cat. When he was in college, he wanted to get a cat. He had wanted a cat pretty much his whole life. And we always thought we were dog people. And so finally, when he moved to Arizona and he was in college, I just said, well, just get a cat then. If you want to get a cat, get a cat. You're an adult now. Get a cat. So he found this beautiful, really Winston, if I do say so myself, is one of the, really is the most beautiful cat in the world. I love this cat so much. Blue eyes, the bluest eyes you could ever imagine.
Oh.
Sort of reddish and white. Like his belly is just bright white because he keeps himself pristinely clean, which I love that about cats. But we decided that this is the cat among cats, that he was the smartest cat we'd ever met, so that we were going to potty train him, that kitty litter would be, he's just not like normal cats. He's not going to use kitty litter. He's going to be a potty trained cat. And so there are all these systems. If you Google it, there are all of these systems for training your cat to use a human toilet so that you never have a litter box in your house.
So good.
Yes and no. So it takes a great deal of patience to do it. And the system we used is called Litter Quitter. That was the best one that I could find. That was the plastic. It's well made because it's a system of trays that you go down to. You start with a small tray and then bigger and bigger. You can see it online. But what's interesting is we trained him as a kitten. That was difficult, and you have to be prepared. So you sort of have the litter box and the system going at the same time, and then you just eventually remove the litter box. It worked great. And I will tell you, to all the cat owners out there, to not have to deal with a litter box is
amazing.
It's
this is what prevents me from wanting to have a cat, is because, I mean, and I grew up with two cats. I hate litter boxes.
Yeah, I do too. It was extraordinary until a couple of accidents here or there, until Winston got sick. He got really sick. I was in Kansas when it happened. He got really sick, and Winston couldn't jump up to the toilet. He was so sick. And so Campbell had to bring a litter box in. And then when we saw the joy that a cat gets out of an actual litter box, there was no going back. And so it worked for a while. It was more than anything else. That, too, is a great party trick. People get upside down in the idea that your cat uses the toilet. And yes, he does. But it didn't work forever. But if you have a cat and you have a kitten, research it. I will tell you, for the first year, it was just pure heaven. And then it got complicated. But it's a pretty cool thing when you see it actually happening.
That is amazing. Litter Quitter on Amazon. Yeah. Okay, I've got one more thing. And this is something that I think that everybody should have who loves a pet, and particularly if you've lost a pet. So I mentioned that when my dog, Henry, my Westie, who I'd had since I was 22, when he passed away, it was really difficult for me. And he had been a real fixture on Twin Cities Live. And so people sent me, Marjorie. Mm. I mean, I got all of these beautiful tributes to Henry. It was unbelievable. I mean, one woman made me like this beautiful little garden tile, essentially, that I have out in the garden that has his, like, it says a little Henry and paw prints and just a reminder of him. And I put that out in the garden. I received drawings of him, keychains with photos of him. I mean, just you would not believe. And then just really amazing heartfelt notes. It was so wonderful. But there was one thing that has meant so much to me, and this was a portrait of Henry that was done by a young woman named Sienna. She has a website called siennapetportraits.com, and we'll link it up in the show notes for you. She does such beautiful acrylic paintings of pets, and she does them off of a photo, and she pulled a photo of Henry and did this painting of him that when I saw it, I burst into tears because it captured, I'm looking at it now and I'm getting teary because it just like so beautifully captured him. It was amazing. Aww. She's so talented. And so when you think about, we were talking about with Tanya and losing your pets and losing that time in your life and missing them so much, I just think this is the most beautiful gift. And Marjorie, I think it'd be so wonderful for you to get one for Ian of Jack.
Yeah, I think so too.
And even before he passes away, just to have it, because I think she does such a beautiful job of capturing the spirit, and it's all in the eyes and the shape of the mouth. And if you can get that right, then you see your pet.
You see the spirit. You see his
spirit. You totally do. And I have it sitting. I actually just moved it because I had it downstairs. And then for this conversation, I moved it up to right next to my desk here where I podcast from. And now it's not going anywhere. I love it sitting here so much. And I was just so grateful to Sienna. And I know that, you know, supporting artists is so amazing too. So Sienna Pet Portraits, check her out. You will just probably cry like I do.
And can I just say, if by chance you're listening to this podcast and you missed the previous podcast, go back and listen to it. I just adore Tanya.
Oh.
She's just wonderful.
She's the best.
Yeah. So it was.
She's the best.
And I think talking about pets, as I said on that podcast, there are going to be more conversations because I can tell she has a lot to say. And I think for someone, as I talked about in the podcast, I never really bonded with the pets in my life when I was growing up for whatever reason. But I have, as you can tell, bonded with Winston. And I love Jack. I do love Jack, but I have a favorite pet. It's clear. But I think what's really interesting, even we talk so much about families. And I think the one thing that we didn't talk about on Tuesday is that if you live alone, and I heard someone talk about this on a podcast once, I think it was my friend Cherry, who talked about how much it matters just to have another heartbeat in the house.
It's so true.
And that has always stuck with me. And it's funny because for a while I was taking care of Winston while my son was moving. And so I had Winston. It was just me and Winston for about a month and a half. And it's so different with Winston not here. Now it's just me. Mm-hmm. And so I think if you're single and that's your nest and you're happy being single, there is something special about having one more heartbeat in the house. I really do believe that.
So Henry was my other heartbeat for many, many years.
Yeah.
And I think that's what made the loss of him so difficult. But it is beautiful to have, you know, a beautiful piece of art that reminds me of him. So such a fun conversation. More with Tanya on future podcasts for sure. And if you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Write us a review at Apple Podcasts. We love that too. I can't believe I cried during the nest. You are usually where I talk about like fun stuff to buy and like how much I'm spending too much money.
Well, I do know how much you loved Henry, but we also have to layer into that you're very tired.
I'm so tired.
You're so tired.
So tired.
So you're a bit vulnerable right now. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Best of the Nest, or go to besttothenest.com to subscribe to our newsletter. We are the podcast that brings you home.